snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright, thanks for tuning in for another week. If you're a regular listener, you'll know this is a show on Stranded. It's called Stranded and it's on Australian and Canadian independent music. And if you're a new listener and you're curious, well, I'd love if you stick around for the next hour and have a listen. And you can find some older shows on the website. You can find a bit more about the sort of music that we play here. OZSTRANDED, OzStrandedRadio.com is the website. Check it out. This week, we're starting off with some old music as we do every week, and this is the Go-Betweens again. Occasionally, you know, there's some real standard bands that I think it really doesn't hurt to revisit every while, you know, every here and now, and, you know, maybe at least once a year I should play some Go-Betweens on the show because they're just remarkable. They're a band that formed in Brisbane in Australia in 1977. And the two main songwriters of the group were Robert Forster and Grant McLennan. And they just had a perfect mix, something about their personalities and temperaments gelled so well. And they were both literate kind of guys. And what they created over a number of albums in the 80s was quite extraordinary. But, you know, the much talked about history of the band always refers to the lack of commercial success. You know, this is a classic example of a band that did everything right in the sense of writing amazing songs and really trying to make it and overseas as well, outside of Australia, but you know, the money just wasn't there, and so they eventually parted ways. Let's see, well, they put out a fair few albums. From 1982 was the first album all the way through to 1988, and they quit around then. But Grant McLennan and Robert Forster got back together in the year 2000 to kick off the whole second part of their musical partnership, but this time without the long-term drummer, who was Lindy Morrison. I guess they got another band together at this point. But they put out three very strong records from 2000 all the way through to 2005, when not long after that, sadly, Grant McLennan died at quite a young age. So I thought this week we'd play for you tracks from these three albums. The first one, The Friends of Rachel Worth, which came out in 2000, and then Bright Yellow, Bright Orange, which came out in 2003, and then Oceans Apart from 2005. So why not play two tracks each from these three albums? So this is the latter day period of the Go-Betweens, featuring the absolutely world-class songwriting partnership of Grant McLennan and Robert Forster. Of course, they met many, many, many years ago in Brisbane in 1977, or at least that's when the band started. So yeah, I hope you're really going to appreciate these next few tracks. And honestly, this is as good as I think, you know, indie pop songwriting goes. These two guys just really seem to nail it. So let's go for it. Let's play. So this is the album first up. The Friends of Rachel Worth that they put out in 2000. So it was their first reunion album. And I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks from this. First up is a song called The Clock. So you'll notice that the lead vocals are often switched. That both of the songwriters take lead vocals on different songs. So I think this first one is Grant McLennan and the second one is definitely Robert Forster that I'm going to play the next track, German Farmhouse. But first up here is a song called The Clock by the Go-Betweens from The Friends of Rachel Worth. This album came out in the year 2000.
Thank you. Seclusion for a couple of years in a German farmhouse, just drinking beer. And every morning I'd wake up with a smile from ear to ear. I had one contact to the outside world, a phone in London and a seasick girl. I knew what was happening, but only in my part of the world. I knew what was happening. I knew that this was my world. Yeah, my world. I knew what was happening in my part of the world. My part of the world. There's an abandoned castle with empty stairs. There was a rumor Pavarotti would sing there to raise funds for a music school, but then the whole thing just vanished into thin air. I said thin air. It was a crazy idea and it vanished into the air. Yeah, the air. It was a falling down castle with falling down the stairs. Falling down the stairs.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You are listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. And we revisit the sounds today of the Go-Betweens, the unmistakable voices there of Grant McLennan and Robert Forster, an extraordinary songwriting partnership. And honestly, many discerning people have whispered their names in the same sort of breath as Lennon and McCartney. I mean, it's true. Some people say the songs I wrote, these guys wrote in the 80s, were just so strong. We're talking albums like Liberty Bell on the Black Diamond Express from 1986, Tallulah from 1987, 16 Lovers Lane from 1988. Just powerful stuff from these two guys. But the songs we're revisiting today are from their reformation period. So from 2000 until 2005, there were three records that the guys put out. And you heard two tracks there from the 2000 record called The Friends of Rachel Worth. You first up heard the Grant McLennan song The Clock, and then one of Robert Forster's songs, German Farmhouse. That's track four on the album. So the band originally featured the amazing drummer Lindy Morrison as the other core member, but she declined to join the revisited lineup. These albums are pretty good. Often when great bands like this reform, people, naturally are a little wary and worry about what's going on and if it's just a cash grab. But I mean, like I said before, the Go-Betweens never were a real commercial entity anyway. So they always did it just for the love of it and for the sheer song craft, expressive, they're incredible expressive talents in songcraft. And I do remember seeing them actually on that tour. I saw them play in this Reformation tour, and it was a real life memory for me for concert going. So anyway, let's get back into the music. The next album they put out in the second phase of existence was called Bright Yellow, Bright Orange. And this one came out in, 2003. So I'll play you a couple of tracks from this. So I'll play you, I think we'll do the lead off track. It's called Carolyn and I. This is the Go-Betweens.
Born in the very same year, similar time, it gave me something small that I could feel, that maybe as you grew, you knew how I'd feel. And Caroline and I, well, I knew how you'd feel. Our teenage years, battled and loved till we fought. The first time you left home on your own, hey, I knew a little bit of you is gone when you do. And Caroline and I, well, we grew, oh, that's true. Caroline and I. It gave
that maybe as you grew, you knew how I'd feel. And Caroline and I, well, I knew how you'd feel. Caroline and I. Caroline and I. The first time you left home on your own, hey, I knew a little bit of you is gone when you do. Underneath the light fields, near a wall of water, you can put your head down here, yeah. Forget all you fought for. Gotta learn to give. Gotta learn to live. Crooked lines, crooked lines. The day reappearing, bright light like butter. You can say we're faking, yeah. Athens or Sparta, gotta learn to give, gotta learn. Gotta learn to breathe. Gotta learn to leave. Crooked lines, crooked lines.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Thanks for tuning in. If you are just tuning in, this is a show called Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show on at this time every week, and you can catch us online, both on Twitter at OzStranded and also on our webpage, ozstrandedradio.com. Lots of archive podcasts for the show going back to 2010. So that was two more tracks from the Go-Betweens, from the album Bright Yellow, Bright Orange, which came out in 2003. And this was the second incarnation of the band. They broke up in, when did they break up? Well, their last main record of their total, you know, Purple Patch was 1988 with 16 Lovers Lane. Absolute extraordinary album, every single song. They parted ways and then got back together in the year 2000 for three records. So we've played two tracks from the first album in that period for the Friends of Rachel Worth. And that record then was Bright Yellow, Bright Orange. So let's press on now. Two last tracks from the Go-Betweens from their final album, which was Oceans Apart. And a lot of the reviews I'm reading are that this was the best of the three. And I tend to agree. I've been revisiting it. Great. It came out on Yep Rock Records in 2005. And very, very tragically, Grant McLennan died of a heart attack, I think, just in 2006. And he was very, very young. Like, I don't think he was even 50. So here it is. Let's play two more tracks from the Go-Betweens. Legendary band from Brisbane. This is the first track from the album Oceans Apart. And we'll be back after this with some new Australian music.
Other people in the carriage. underneath the light fields, near a wall of water.
I opened a notebook. It read the Darlinghurst years. I snapped it shut, but out jumped some tears. I didn't have to read it, it all came back. Dragging my fingers through my hair, hiding behind her back. Gut rot cappuccino, gut rot spaghetti. Gut rot rock and roll through the eyes of Frank Brunetti. And always the traffic, always the lights. Joe played the cello through those Darlinghurst nights. Always the traffic, always the lights. Joe played the cello through those Darlinghurst nights. One more coffee, then I must go back to my room. More chapters to go. We'll meet up in an alley with more places I know. I'm gonna change my appearance every day. I'm gonna write a movie, and then I'm gonna star in a play. Then I'm gonna go to Caracas, 'cause you know I'm just gonna have to away. Yeah, Marjorie and Kim, Andy and Clint, Debbie, Bertie, people came and went. And then there was Susie, who we never ever saw again. Yeah, always the traffic, always the lights. Joe played the cello through those Darlinghurst nights. Yeah, always the traffic, always the lights. Climbing that hill, star-studded night. Joe played the cello. Yeah, all right.
LiveBand.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveBand.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Thanks for tuning in to Stranded. So, two last tracks there from the Go-Betweens from the very last album from 2005. We finished up there with Darlinghurst Nights. Cool song there with Robert Forster on vocals. And before that was the lead-off track from the album, which was called Here Comes a City. So plenty of information online about the Go-Betweens, and I highly recommend them. And of course, we didn't play any of their actual well-known songs at all today, because that's, well, we've played that, a lot of them in the past, but like I said, albums like 16 Lovers Lane, Before Hollywood, I mean, this is essential stuff from the perspective of this radio show anyway. So like I said, these albums were the later period, the Reformation period. Rest in peace, Grant McLennan. So let's get straight into brand new Australian music before we get into the new Canadian music. A great singer-songwriter, very well regarded and very idiosyncratic, is a guy by the name of Darren Hanlon. He's from Queensland. We're sticking to the Queensland theme, actually, because the Go-Betweens, of course, were from Brisbane. I believe Darren Hanlon's from somewhere very obscure, like Gympie. And he's actually a good friend of a really good American singer-songwriter whose name escapes me right now, but it'll come back to me because he references Darren Hanlon in one of his songs, I remember. It'll come back to me, but I wanted to play this new single from him anyway. He's got his own record label called Flippin' Yeah Industries, and this new record will also come out on the Yep Rock record label in the US. So here's Darren Hanlon and a single called When You Go, and this is from a new album called Where Did You Come From?
At all until you find your way back to me again. my tendency for the indoors, but I know you always take the madness when you go. So bring it home. The books that you have left for me will keep me in good company. The boxes that your things are in will stay where they have always been. The light still makes the shapes to crawl on afternoons across the wall, and nothing here will change at all until the clock still turns the house around. It heats it up and cools it down. The grass will still be on the ground until you find your way back to me again.
is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Okay, so that was brand new Australian music from Pond. They're from Perth, Western Australia, and the track was called Zond. Pond with the track Zond from the album Man It Feels Like Space Again, which is out in a matter of days. And before that was Darren Hanlon, a great singer-songwriter from Queensland. And we played you a brand new single from him, a highly anticipated record. He's a really interesting guy. He recorded that album across the states. He recorded a few songs in a few different cities. The album is called Where Did You Come From? And the track was When You Go. So you are listening to Stranded. Let's play some Canadian music for the rest of the show. This is The Ruffled Feathers from Vancouver. Pardon me, they're coming up second. It's making normal first up, I believe.
Hands away from your eyes, from your mouth. What do you see?
Get it out, get it out. see death on the vine. I want you quite often.
I want you all of the time. I heard a sound in my head, and I couldn't get it out. Get it out.
I've been up all night.
Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
And we're about out of time. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. That was New Pornographers with a track from Bill Bruises, the album of last year. Sorry, Brill Bruises. That song was Born with a Sound. And then a beautiful track there from the Ruffled Feathers. Was before that, in the middle there, a song called Little Sister, track two off the EP, Bottom of the Blue. And then the first song was What's Your Name, from the latest record from Mecca Normal. The album is called Empathy for the Evil. So you can catch us online, ausstrandedradio.com, anytime. You can get there, get that up on your browser and check out our archived shows and interviews. I'm going to leave you with a new signing from Mint Records called Energy Slime. Bye for now.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries